Well, members of the Australian Uyghur community will rally outside the office of the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Maurice Payne, today as they push for our government, the Australian government, to help free their friends and family who are trapped in China's Xinjiang province. Up to 1 million Uyghurs have been detained. The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, says the government's working to help those with ties to Australia.
If they're not Australian citizens, we don't have an entitlement to consular access. China doesn't provide consular access to dual nationals unless they've actually entered China on their Australian passports. So that does add to the complexity, but we continue to raise these issues and to seek information and access.
That's Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne speaking to us on Breakfast yesterday. Well, amongst those trapped in Xinjiang is 2-year-old Australian citizen Lutfi. His Australian-based father, Saddam Abdusalam, was featured in last night's Four Corners investigation. And if you didn't see that report last night, I do urge you to watch it. It's very important. I'm joined in the studio by Saddam and his lawyer, Michael Bradley. Saddam, Michael, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having us.
Saddam, you live in Sydney.
Yes.
Your son, Lutfi, was born in China,
yes.
Xinjiang, but he is an Australian citizen.
Yes.
And he now has an Australian passport.
Yes.
You've been separated from Nadila since his birth.
Since she
was pregnant. What do you know about where they are now and the conditions that they're living under, Saddam?
They're staying with my mother-in-law and her father-in-law at the moment. But every day living with the fear, because Chinese government authority always knocking on the door, asking document, what are you doing? Are you contacting with your husband? And she keeps saying, no, I'm not contacting with husband. And she doesn't even know I've got a citizen or passport for my son, because it's too dangerous to tell her.
So she was, in fact, picked up for 2 weeks, taken away,
yes,
wasn't she?
Yes, we bribed Chinese government with the heaps of money, and now we don't have any money left to bribe.
Oh, so you bribed the Chinese government to get her released,
yeah,
after that 2 weeks.
Yes.
In that 2 weeks, what happened to her?
To be honest,
do you know?
We don't know. She's terrified to tell me because her phone is monitored 24/7. So we don't really talk about what's happening in that. I don't even know she was in the concentration camp or the prison or the police station. So I'm scared to ask her.
So she's now living with her parents?
Yes.
And Lutfi there. There's constant surveillance. Is there any other impact on that? She can't leave. They've taken her passport. Is that correct?
Yes. She can't even go to other city in Xinjiang. Let's don't talk about Beijing, Shanghai. She can't even go to another city in Xinjiang.
So she's under house arrest?
Yes. That's why we are having difficulty to do the sponsor visa, because it's need to be the health check, criminal record. My wife is a criminal for the Chinese at the moment, and she can't go to Beijing or Shanghai to do the health check.
And this is required under Australian
laws.
So she hasn't got a spouse visa yet, but you've been married for 2 years?
Yes, more than 2 years.
In the Four Corners last night, the extent of the surveillance of Uyghurs in Xinjiang was revealed. It's
terrifying.
It's terrifying. Yeah. I think that's a great word for it. How do you stay in contact with Nadila?
I'm contacting with her. She's using different WeChat ID. There's an app called WeChat. Obviously, China, you can't use Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram. So she's using WeChat, but with a different ID, not her ID. And then she only contact with me when she was outside. She's not using the house Wi-Fi because China can track her. So that's how I contact. But I'm not usually doing voice call or video call.
Just see her photos.
Like seeing my baby's photos, that's all.
Saddam, you choosing to speak out now and on Four Corners last night, is that dangerous for Nadila?
It is really dangerous. It is really dangerous for Lutfi, Nadila, and also for me. I'm scared. Like, I'm living in Australia, but I feel like I'm under the Chinese government. Like, they're monitoring us in Australia, like every single action we're doing.
How is that happening? How do you see that?
But because when I went to the apply visa for China, they didn't give me the visa to going back. Like, just say, no, you can't go back. And they're asking me, how did I get my citizenship? And actually, that's none of their business to ask, like, how I get my citizen. Even Australia not asking me, how did I get my citizen? And I can't tell them, how did I get? Because it's going to make me in trouble if I go back to China.
Do you believe, you know, as you say, Nadila was arrested for 2 weeks before, taken away for 2 weeks before. Are you concerned about the impact of you speaking out?
But as I've got no other option left, I speak with the foreign minister, trying to speak with the Home Affairs, trying to speak with the Chinese authorities. But as you see, the past 2 years, nothing happened.
Have you had any conversations with ministers?
Not yet. But I'm pretty sure Mary Spain will help me. Mary Spain will stay for the Australian. Like, look, today I'm holding this, my baby's citizenship certificate. I don't think this is just a piece of paper. This means something to Australian, right?
Yeah.
I want the Australian government to prove this means something to Australian people. It's not just a piece of paper. And I'm asking Chinese government to respect foreign people in their country. Respect my 2 years old innocent son, Australian son. They can't say my 2 years old son is a terrorist. They can't say my 2 years son is an extremist. That's just out of the line at the moment.
Saddam, if you get to speak to the foreign minister, and you're going to her office today, I think, to protest, to stand outside, what do you want? What are you going to say to her?
I'm just trying to beg her, please help me. As a people like me, helpless. Sometimes I feel like I'm so helpless, can't do anything for my family, my son.
Michael, as Saddam's lawyer, what can the government do? Could they be doing more? And as far as you're aware, what has the government done to help?
So far, not very much. We had to take the government to court to force it to recognise Lutfi's citizenship. So that was quite a drawn-out saga. And then we were able to obtain a passport for him as well. Now, there are really two things need to happen. One is that Saddam's wife needs to be given a visa, an Australian visa.
A spousal visa, and
we're asking the government to fast-track that and respond. And secondly, there's obviously a practical problem. There's an Australian citizen who's a two-year-old child trapped in a foreign country, and he needs consular assistance and the protection of the Australian government, and that is going to require the personal intervention of the foreign minister.
Well, the foreign minister says she has raised this already, and as far as she knows, I think is the term she used, they haven't achieved a consular visit yet, been granted a consular visit, but she has raised it.
Well, we're unsure whether she's fully aware of the situation of Saddam's son. The comments she made weren't relevant to his situation. He was born in China and he's an Australian citizen. The practical issue is how to get him out.
So you're saying that the power of the fact that we have a two-year-old Australian citizen trapped there should give Australia more ammunition, I suppose, to raise with the foreign minister's counterpart?
Well, yes, he's an Australian citizen. He needs to be brought here.
Would it also strengthen the argument if Nadila, Saddam's wife, had a spousal visa? And what's the hold up in that being granted? They've been married for a couple of years.
Yes, well, their marriage is not a legal marriage, not recognised by the Chinese authorities, and so they're not legally married in either country, but they're certainly married so far as they're concerned, and intend to be legally married as soon as she can come here. It will be impossible to meet the sort of standard requirements of the visa application process for her for some of the reasons that Saddam mentioned. And that's going to require ministerial intervention to support them through that process. At the end of the day, as a two-year-old Australian citizen in China, he needs to be brought out. The only practical way he can be brought out is with his mother.
It's 8:15. Our guest, Saddam Abdussalam, a Sydney member of the Uyghur community, father of Lutfi and husband of Nadila, and Michael Bradley, who is Saddam's lawyer, managing partner of Mark Lawyers. Saddam, the Australian government, according to the foreign minister, is doing what it can. China is barring access to dual citizens. Were you heartened by the fact that 22 countries signed that letter demanding UN access to
signing a letter is not enough. We need the real action here. It's been too much. Like, it's been ages we've been speaking, but none of the countries doing real action at the moment.
But do you feel, I agree, it has been ages, but do you feel like the world is really focused on the Uyghurs?
At the moment, yes. At the moment, I feel like the world knows who's the biggest threat to the world. Like, I feel like now people start knowing our situation. Now people start knowing what China doing to their own people, own citizen.
So if, short of the Australian government getting your wife and your son out, what would you like Australia to do in terms of our interaction with China? Oh,
we tell the world China is our biggest trade partner, and yet this kind of thing is happening to Australian citizen. So I'm asking, just leave the money one side, trade one side, political power one side, just try to help Australian citizen, real Australian citizen. And as you see on yesterday Four Corner, Cotton On can go to China. I don't think DFAN can go as well. If Cotton On can go to Xinjiang, I'm pretty sure DFAN can go to Xinjiang as well.
At the moment, and in the wake of Four Corners, how are you feeling any more positive, or how would you describe your feeling
really
right
positive,
now?
I'm positive, like especially after Four Corner yesterday, I've got lots of messages on the Facebook, on the Twitter, like the people who I don't know, like they're supporting me, the Australian people stand up for me, which makes me so happy. At least now I know, I never feel like I'm Australian because I don't have blue eyes and yellow hairs. Sometimes I don't feel like Australian because I'm Muslim. Sometimes my son is not here because he is a son of the Muslim Australian. And I shouldn't feel this way, actually. I should be have the same right like some other older Australian.
You shouldn't feel that way, Saddam. Thank you very much for joining us and good
luck. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Saddam Abdus-Salam is a member of the Uyghur community and he is heartbroken, as you can hear, and why wouldn't he be? His wife and his son, his two-year-old son who he's never met, his son Lutfi, are trapped in Xinjiang province simply because of their religion and their culture. There's going to be a protest today, is that right, Saddam?
It's not a protest. We're just begging Mary Spain to help us.
Outside Maurice Payne's electorate office.
Yes.
And also joining us is Michael Bradley, Saddam's lawyer and the managing partner of Mark Lawyers. Thank you, both of you, for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
And if you didn't see last night's Four Corners, I do urge all of us to watch it and keep it in our minds and our hearts, because action is needed here. These people, it's completely unfair and unjust, and these people need some help.